Come on, Trip, have a seat here. Nala, how are you? Peyton, everybody, hey, bud, have a seat. Everybody have a seat. Okay, now everybody listen. Mouth closed. This is a sign for mouth closed. Okay, everybody's mouth closed. Listen, I got something cool to show you. This is really, really cool. I want to show you somebody I love. Hey, Marie, I love you too. This woman right here is the love of my life. Do you know who she is? That's right, Juju, my wife. But guess what? I have somebody else I love just a little bit less. Not much. It's my daughter. KK is what we call her. Aunt KK. Kristen Krause. I love her. And then guess what? I have a grandson.
Liam,
that's right. And I love Liam a whole lot. And I have another grandson that's in the nursery. Guess what? I love him a whole lot. But guess what? Got one more thing. I love each one of you guys. I love each one of you guys very much. But there's someone who loves Julie and Kristen and Liam and you guys more than me. You know who that is? God. Now, I want you to turn around and look at that cross. You know that Jesus died on the cross because he loves you and he wanted your sins to be forgiven. As a matter of fact, listen to what this says. We're coming up on Easter, and Easter is a time, now listen, Easter is a time when we celebrate God's love. But listen to John 3:16. It says, "For this is how God loved the world." How did God love the world? Listen. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. So God loved you so much that he sent his Son to die on the cross because he loved you and he wanted you to have forgiveness for your sins. So I just want you to know you are loved. And it's good that humans love you, but God loves you more than any human. Okay? So let's have a word of prayer. Okay, everybody? Trip, sit down, bud. There we go. Let's pray. Everybody bow their head. Lord, I thank you that you love us so much. And I thank you that you died on the cross for our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.